morning, it's 6 o'clock. I'm Michaela Savage with 2SER News. Two more candidates have been pulled out of the running for seats in the upcoming federal election, one from the Liberal Party and another from Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. Liberal candidate Gurpal Singh has resigned after a comment on social media criticising a Punjabi woman who had allegedly been raped by her husband, implying that the husband was the real victim. As soon as the comment was noticed, the candidate for Scullin was disendorsed and asked to resign. Meantime, Clive Palmer sacked Melbourne candidate Tony Pecora for promoting conspiracy theories about 9/11. Pecora suggested that the 2001 terrorist attacks could have been globalist forces and suggested that the whole story doesn't make sense, calling for further investigation around the event. In the meantime, the major parties have made more election promises to voters, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison pledging $30 million for a new school for miners in central Queensland, and Bill Shorten announcing that Labor expects to make budget savings of $154 billion over the next decade by cracking down on what it says are tax loopholes for the top end of town. Danny Baker, broadcaster for the BBC, has been sacked after posting a tweet that compared Harry and Meghan's newborn royal baby, Archie, to a chimpanzee. Accused of mocking Meghan's African-American heritage, he said later on in an interview with BBC Radio 5 Live that the tweet was never meant to have racial connotations and that he made a serious error of judgment. However, not everyone is convinced. Scarlett Douglas, who works on the 5 Live podcast, told the BBC that she thinks sacking Baker was the right decision.
I actually don't think it was really an apology. I think somebody told him, oh, what you said is incorrect, what you tweeted is incorrect, so you should maybe say something or take it down. Yes, OK, he took it down, but his apology wasn't, for me, wasn't really an apology. And I don't think it's right, and I think subsequently what's now happened is correct.
An investigation into the prescription of antiviral flu medications has found that doctors across Australia are overprescribing these medications in patients who exhibit flu-like symptoms. Patients who were at low risk of contracting influenza were found to be given as many antivirals as those of high susceptibility. Dr. Carlo Bernardo from the Adelaide Medical School led the study and told 2SER's The Wire that antiviral medications should not be administered in all cases of flu-like symptoms.
Actually, they should be used in patients who require hospitalization or patients who are at high risk of complications, including people with chronic respiratory conditions, cardiac disease, renal failure, immunosuppressed individuals, people with diabetes, and other chronic diseases.
And a 50-year-old man has died in hospital after crashing his electric scooter in Brisbane. It is believed to be Australia's first electric scooter-related death, but authorities believe that the scooter did not malfunction and that the man had a heart attack whilst riding.
2SER Sport.
Here's Jacob Dunstan.
Naomi Osaka could lose her world number one ranking after her defeat to Belinda Bencic in the quarterfinals of the Madrid Masters. Reaching the last four would have secured Osaka's grasp on top spot for another week, but her 3-6, 6-2, 7-5 loss to resurgent Swiss Bencic means Simona Halep can overtake her by winning the title in the Spanish capital. And Barcelona striker Luis Suarez is to have arthroscopic knee surgery to treat a medial meniscus injury. The club have not specified how long their number 9 will be out for as he recovers from procedure, but he is likely to miss the La Liga Champions' two remaining league fixtures against Getafe and Eibar. That's sport. I'm Jacob Dunstan.
2SER weather.
It'll be a cool and cloudy day today with the chance of rain in the afternoon and tops of 21 in the city and 20 in the west. Right now it's 14 in the city and 5 in Camden. That's the latest news. It's 4 past 6. I'm Michaela Savage on 2SER 107.3.
QSER Breakfast with Tess Cottery.
Happy Friday. Good morning. Big thanks to Michaela and Jacob there in the newsroom. You are on 2SER Breakfast. My name is Tess Cottery. I am here getting you through the rest of your morning. Looking at the roads, they are looking a lot better than they were this time yesterday. In the Great Western Highway, Hazelbrook near Oaklands Road, we've got a two-car accident, but that is looking like it for the morning so far. Hopefully it stays that way because, yesterday out on the roads, it was just not good. There was really no sort of part of the city that hadn't been affected by some sort of major incident. So fingers firmly crossed that we are looking better on the roads this morning. 5 minutes past six. A little bit later on this morning, we are going to be chatting nature-based therapy. It's one of those things that comes up every now and then, rears its head, comes back. But we're going to be talking about whether or not the science is actually there. Callan's also going to be chatting to us for the weekly feed, and Michaela will be running us through the weekly wrap. She'll also be in for news of the day up next. But first of all, Kevin Morby, off his newest album, Oh My God, it is literally called Oh My God. Apparently it's a bit more of a reference to, you know, the spiritual side of things than perhaps the exclamation that we are, well, pretty much all of us do make every day, which I think is, you know, taking the Lord's name in vain, a little bit blasphemous, but that's where the name comes from. This is No Halo.
Absolutely love our supporters at 2SER. To give back, we have regular supporter-only giveaways with tickets to gigs, movies, the theatre, exhibitions and more. Look out for 2SER e-news in your inbox to see what you could win. Stories, ideas, music and free stuff.
You win!
Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Can't go on this way. Things gotta change around here. Say it loud, say it clear. Things gonna change around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Fingers on the trigger around here. Bullets flying, mother's crying. We gotta change around here. Get it straight, be sure that you hear. Things gonna change around here.
What good is freedom if we haven't learned
to be free.
Have I learned to be free?
What good is freedom if we haven't learned to be free?
Have I learned to be free?
Day after day, year after year, we're gonna change around here. We gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Gotta change around here. Yeah.
No.
Gotta change around here. Say it loud. Say it clear. We gotta change around here.
Join me on Saturdays from 8 p.m. for Keeping Score. My name is Leah, and each week we'll unravel the soundtracks and musical scores from some of our favourite movies. The soundtrack to your Saturday night. Keeping Score on 2SER 107.3.
Since the day I was born, never gonna stop the I don't wanna keep on turning this way. Keep on turning through the same old streets. Keep on spinning when I walk in my sleep. It's been going since the day I was born. Never gonna stop the wheel that I'm on. Keep on drumming to the same old beat. Keep on spinning cause I'm stuck on repeat. It's a rerun of the same old day. I don't wanna keep on turning this way. Keep on turning through the same old streets. Keep on spinning when I'm walking my sleep. It's been going since the day I was born. Never gonna stop the wheel that I'm on. Keep on drumming to the same old beat. Keep on dying cause I'm stuck on repeat. 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 Keep on dying cause I'm stuck on repeat.
House Hats from down in Melbourne, Stuck on Repeat from their album Running Out of Time. In before that, Mavis Staples, Living Legend, with her newest single, Change. Quarter past six here on 2SER Breakfast. And it is time to take a look at the news of the day. Bit of an interesting one this morning, and here to tell us what is going on. Michaela Savage is in from the newsroom. Morning, Michaela.
Hey, Tess. So we've got two more candidates that have been pulled out of the running for their seats in the upcoming federal election. It hasn't stopped.
Two more.
Oh. So we've got one from the Liberal Party. There was Gurpal Singh. He's resigned after a comment on social media criticising a Punjabi woman who has allegedly been raped by her husband, and he implied that the husband was the real victim.
I saw that and truly wanted to fling myself out the nearest window.
I just don't know how you could say something like that. I mean, without knowing the details of what happened, I still just don't think it's something you should say.
Rule of thumb.
Yeah. So that was one that was from Labor. Oh, sorry, not from Labor, from Liberal. And in the meantime, Clive Palmer sacked his Melbourne candidate, Tony Pecora, for promoting conspiracy theories about 9/11.
Yes.
He was suggesting that the terrorist attacks could have been from globalist forces and suggested that the whole story doesn't make sense, calling for further investigation around 9/11.
Nothing like a good truther.
Mm.
Yeah, that one's been, I feel like I've heard that guy's been around for a while, though. They must finally have gotten enough pressure on them to give him the boot, because
because he's not running anymore.
He's no longer going to be truthing in Parliament.
No,
by any
Melbourne
stretch
will
of the
not
imagination.
Have a conspiracy theorist for an MP anymore. Well, we don't know about the others. This is true.
That we're aware of.
No, not that we're aware of.
Oh, God.
And then overseas to the BBC, Danny Baker, who is a broadcaster for the BBC, has been sacked after he posted a tweet comparing Harry and Meghan's newborn royal baby Archie to a chimpanzee.
On what planet was that a good idea?
You really got to think about what you tweet, what you're going to post before you post it.
And I heard in the 6 o'clock news, he's apologised and said, "Oh, it was just a horrible misunderstanding. I didn't think it through. What you need all of two brain cells to fire together to realise that's a bad idea.
That's
I feel
such a bad idea. I know, because of course he's been accused of mocking Meghan's African American heritage. He has apologised, but look, he's been sacked for it because it's obviously something that you've got to think through before you post things like this.
Some people should just be banned from Twitter.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I think that could be the solution.
Yeah.
I don't know how we'd regulate that, but sometimes we just need action like that. And unfortunately, a 50-year-old man has died in hospital after crashing his electric scooter in Brisbane.
Oh, wow.
It wasn't a malfunction of the scooter, although it is Australia's first electric scooter-related death, but it's believed that the man had a heart attack whilst riding. So nothing to do with the actual scooter, we believe. But unfortunately, just happened to have a heart attack while he was on it.
That's unfortunate, because I was in Brisbane earlier this week. Julia covered for me on Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I was visiting my brother, basically, and I almost tripped over one of these scooters, actually. Someone had just parked it smack in the middle of the footpath. But I was like, oh, what is this? And he's like, oh, you know, these Lime scooters, they're the equivalent of all the bikes that you have on the bottom of Circular Quay.
Because I've never seen one.
Neither had I.
Do they actually work? Because I know our share bikes just
are a complete failure.
Well, apparently, like Sydney, people find great joy in throwing these scooters in the river. But he said it's a pain because they go about 40k an hour. They really shoot down the road and people try and weave in and out of traffic with them. He said that he's been driving around Brisbane many times and there's people on these Lime scooters darting in and out and risking life and limb, you know, darting in and out of traffic on these scooters that just shoot around at 40k an hour.
Well, so, if that's the case, then I'm surprised this is the first scooter-related death in Australia.
So am I. And when you said that there had been a scooter-related death, I'm like, wow, I was only talking to my brother a couple days ago about how he reckons he's constantly on the lookout for people on scooters. But, yeah, well, if it's not scooter-related, I would not be shocked if we see one soon by the sounds.
Yeah, hopefully we don't, though.
Hopefully not. Hopefully no one on a 40K motorised scooter gets cleaned up, but apparently it's a real problem.
Oh, interesting. Well, I guess maybe share bikes were the better way to go, even if it didn't work.
We'll dig them all up from the bottom of Circular Quay.
Oh, good Lord.
Thanks, Michaela.
No worries.
Michaela Savage with the news of the day. Everything making headlines this morning. 6:21. I have one for you from our feature album Artists of the Week. Today is the last chance you are going to have to grab yourself a copy. We'll be giving away Blame My Body. That is the album a little bit after 8 o'clock. This has quickly become probably my favourite song off the album. I've been listening to it basically non-stop. It's a gorgeous song. It's called As Loving Should.
Thank you.
You're listening to 2SER, a Sydney-wide broadcaster and strong supporter of local business. Spread the word about your business all over Sydney by sponsoring us. Head to 2ser.com/sponsor today. Stories, ideas, your business and music.
Can succeed as long as you believe you can achieve.
DJ Yoda with Roxbury from his album Home Cooking. Following on from Little May, our feature album artists this week with As Loving Should off their album Blame My Body. It is 6:30 and of course time to take a quick squiz at the headlines for the morning. In from the newsroom, Jacob Dunstan is with us now. Morning, Jacob.
Morning, correct. I've made it unscathed. Two more candidates have been pulled out of the running for seats in the upcoming federal election, one from the Liberal Party and another from Clive Palmer's United Australia Party. Liberal candidate Gurpal Singh has resigned after a comment on social media criticising a Punjabi woman, an alleged rape victim, implying her husband, the alleged perpetrator, was the real victim. The major parties have made more election promises to voters, with Prime Minister Scott Morrison pledging $30 million for a new school for minors in central Queensland, and Bill Shorten announcing Labor expects to make budget savings of $154 billion. An investigation into the prescription of antiviral flu medications has found that doctors across Australia are overprescribing these medications in patients demonstrating flu-like symptoms. Danny Baker, broadcaster for the BBC, has been sacked after posting a tweet that compared Harry and Meghan's newborn royal baby Archie to a chimpanzee, with suggestions the deposed journalist was mocking Markle's African-American heritage. Baker has since conceded a serious error of judgment. And a 50-year-old man has died in hospital after crashing his electric scooter in Brisbane. It is believed the scooter did not malfunction, rather the man had a heart attack whilst riding. To 2SER Sport, Naomi Osaka could surrender her world number one spot after her defeat to Belinda Bencic in the quarterfinals of the Madrid Masters. Reaching the last four would have secured her grasp on the top spot, but her loss paves the way for Simona Halep to leapfrog her into number one place. And Barcelona striker Luis Suarez is to have arthroscopic knee surgery to treat a medial meniscus injury. The club are yet to specify how long their star will be sidelined for. Taking a look at the weather, it'll be a cool and cloudy day with a chance of rain in the afternoon. Tops of 21 in the city, 20 in our west. Right now it's 15 in the city and a bracing 5 degrees in Camden. That's headlines at 6:30. I'm Jacob Dunstan on 2SER.
5 degrees, that's cheery.
A little bit.
Oh, thanks for that, Jacob.
No worries.
Jacob Dunstan with the headlines. Newsroom back at 7. Looking at the roads in Hazelbrook out in the mountains, the Great Western Highway near Oakland's Road, a two-car accident is closing one of the two westbound lanes. In Macquarie Park, Lane Cove Road, coming up on Waterloo Road, a truck has broken down, taking out two of the three southbound lanes, so you've only got one lane left open if you're going southbound. And in Liverpool, the Hume Highway at Atkinson Street, a motorbike crash is affecting you if you are going northbound. Stay safe on the roads this morning. Yesterday was a bad, bad day on the roads, so I really don't want to see anything like that again this morning. 6:32, one for you now from Nilufer Yanya, Angels.
Angel lost down from the sky. I get
Let's enjoy new stuff, old stuff, a real variety.
My pleasure.
Yay!
To SER 107.3.
Photo Festival is here. Get down to Paddington Town Hall and check out the Festival Hub. Enjoy some of the world's best photography as exhibitors showcase their stories and ideas from across the globe. The Festival Hub is open 7 days a week, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. from May 4th to 19th, featuring over 18 exhibitions in the precinct. And best of all, they're free. For more information about this and other festival events around Sydney, go to headon.com.au. 2SER is a proud media partner of Head On Photo Festival 2019.
It's a little strange.
Stephen Bailey. Off his album 9, that track there, it is called Daydreamer. Following on from Sweet Whirl with Strange News. It's 6:42. You're on 2SER Breakfast. Tess Connery getting you through your Friday. Ah, we have made it to the end of the week. Which means, of course, we are down to, what, 8 days to go? Just a little smidge over a week until we do hit the federal election. We've lost 2 more candidates this morning. Well, I think last night. But it was past the point where the news cycle had stopped caring, really. At least I had stopped caring well and truly by the time the news broke. So for me, this morning, it's all coming through. But yes, the Libs have lost a candidate. United Australia have lost a candidate. The Liberal guy has been gone for making some pretty abhorrent statements about sexual assault, saying the real victim was the husband in all this. And the United Australia Party guy has gone for being a 9/11 truther. So just keep it classy, Auspol. Keep it classy. Like I said, 8 days to go. Truly, we could lose another 8 candidates in that time. And I would honestly guess that we probably will lose at least one the way we've been going. Track records would indicate that this will not be the last we see of candidates being booted for just random disgusting things. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Hell, maybe we'll have another one go by the end of the day. There's enough candidates, aren't there? I've got a few more tracks for you, though. One for you from Big Thief. UFOF is their newest album, and the extra F on the end stands for friendship. My UFO friend. This is the title track of the album. Happy Friday.